You think it's hard having a meal with the extended family these days? Well, try being a corporation in these polarized times. I'm David Brancaccio. Here's what corporations are hearing about this new year 2022, that countries will learn to live with endemic COVID and that the transition to renewable energy will move forward two steps greener, one step back, and that the world created by technology companies will have greater importance than nation states. And this is from a list of political risks put out each year by Eurasia Group, a consultancy that guides corporations and other organizations. It's also a year to watch Russia, Iran, and Turkey. Now, from time to time, we consult Ian Bremmer, founder and president of Eurasia Group. Welcome back.
David, always a pleasure.
I'm rooting for you on one of your predictions, Ian. Pandemic will turn a corner as March turns to April and a quarter one. Let's hope the virus is listening. But, a lot depends on how this actual pandemic, the disease plays out in not just the U.S., but around the world.
Yeah, economically, a lot depends on how it plays out around the world. I mean, in the United States, we can increasingly live with the pandemic becoming endemic. In China, they can't. Their vaccines don't really work to stop Omicron. And they've got this zero COVID policy that means they're going to have to lock down much harder in the coming year. And for those of us that rely on things like supply chains, Chinese goods and export, this is going to be a challenge.
Yeah, and it doesn't say much about easing this back-ordered economy, the supply chain problems with so many of those chains starting out in China.
That's exactly right. The fact was they were back in 2020 the fastest economy that was able to get their supply chain back up and running. But that was with a variant that was much, much less transmissible. What does that mean as they try to continue that? It means that the global factory for the world is going to be stop, start, stop, start.
And speaking of China, what is the company to do if they operate both in the rest of the world and in China? I mean, that's a tough place to be.
It's getting a lot harder. You know, the Biden administration itself has said that China is engaging in acts of genocide against the Uyghurs. But if you say anything about that, then the Chinese government is going to tell you, how dare you? We're going to hurt your business. So for the companies, it's best to stay quiet, because anything they say is going to sound like it's coming from both sides of their mouths. And of course, in an environment where everyone's on social media and everyone's talking about their brands, this is becoming extremely difficult for CEOs who have a lot of business in the U.S. and a lot of business in China.
And in the U.S., for instance, and other places in the developed world, there are new questions being asked of companies. I see on your list, Ian, corporates losing the culture wars. What do you mean by that?
Well, the United States is both the most powerful country in the world, but we're also the most politically divided. And if you're a corporation, you don't want to have to play to a political divide, either between the U.S. or China, or between red states and blue states. But if your customers are telling you that they're demanding that you take the political side of an issue, well, the other side is going to hit you hard and say, we don't want to buy your product. And that's been a problem for the NBA and Major League Baseball. It's a problem for, Coca-Cola and for Walmart. I mean, any company out there would rather its CEO focus on the business of doing business than having to take a political side.
All right. So companies like Nike and Apple know this already, but you're saying other boardrooms, other companies need to pay attention to this?
In the last couple of days, we have heard from so many CEOs saying this is a principal problem for our company going forward, and we are trying to navigate it. It's not easy.
It's not easy. Ian Bremmer, president and founder of Eurasia Group, speaking to us about the Political Risk Consultancy's annual Top Risks Report for 2022. Ian, always good to talk to you.
Thanks, David.
Let's do the numbers. Yesterday, the Dow closed at a record high, gaining about 200 points, 0.6%, 36,799. But, get rid of that music, the index where the tech companies live, the NASDAQ, fell by a lot, 1.3%. Today, with Federal Reserve policymakers set to release more details of their last meeting, the minutes, the Dow future is little changed, down 7 points. The S&P future is down 0.1%. The NASDAQ future is down 0.4%. General Motors sold the most cars in the U.S. That past tense is key. Most car makers yesterday released their sales figures covering the year just ended, revealing that GM has lost the number one spot for the first time in 90 years to Toyota. Lack of microprocessors, chips, is part of this, as Marketplace's Nova Safo reports.
The lack of semiconductor chips, in large part caused by the pandemic, hit General Motors hard last year. Sales were down 13%. But Toyota has a habit of stockpiling chips, so unlike a lot of other car makers, not just GM, Toyota was able to produce more cars. Its sales last year increased by more than 10%, so it overtook GM. Overall, despite strong demand from consumers that sent car prices skyrocketing, the industry last year did not recover from 2020's sales plunge. It just could not produce enough cars. Analysts and car makers have forecast the chip shortage will ease this year. That's important as the industry transitions to chip-hungry electric vehicles, where competition keeps heating up. The latest from Sony, which says it will create a car unit in the spring. I'm Nova Safo for Marketplace.
And Stellantis, based in the Dutch city of Amsterdam, is Fiat, Peugeot, Citroën, Maserati, Jeep, Ram, Dodge, and more. Now, at the Consumer Electronics Show now in Las Vegas and online, Stellantis brand Chrysler announced it's going all electric in 7 years, every Chrysler. If you think electric, they want you to think Chrysler. The brand showed off a concept vehicle, a crossover called the Airflow EV, all electric, more screens than dashboard. Right now, Chrysler is only the Pacifica van and the Chrysler 300 sedan. I'm David Brancaccio, Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.